Om Shanti. Good morning. Today's invisible visible Avyakta Purushad. Today's homework what Baba has given us. Concentration of the mind will enable you to experience a constant and stable stage. With the power of concentration, you will easily be able to experience the stage of an avyakt angel. Concentration means to be able to concentrate your mind wherever you want, as you want, for as long as you want. The mind should be under your control. So today Baba mainly asking us to concentrate our mind so that we can experience the stage of a avyakt angel. Here in this, for concentration, what definition Baba is giving, concentration means to be able to concentrate your mind wherever you want, as you want, and for as long as you want. What concentration means? What do you people think? Focus. Then? Focusing on?
Any subject on anything.
Any subject on any one thing. Then? Anything else we want for concentration? Concentration is, we can tell, it's the ability of us to give, to like focusing our attention. Focusing our attention on one thing. And usually we concentrate on some things which we like more. Like according to our wish, which we like to do more. For that we don't want to do any effort. So, do people think daily are we concentrating? Do we have really good concentration?
We try.
But we do concentrate. On daily basis, routinely we do concentrate. But unknowingly, it happens automatically, spontaneously. For example, on Diwali celebration here, we used to dance. When you people dance, have you ever noticed the crackers sound? Have you ever noticed the nearby who is dancing, who is noticing me? We just exclude the other all things and we just enjoy the dancing. This is also a concentration. Because our attention is completely on that. We just exclude the other all feelings, other all emotions, sensations, ideas, whatever the surrounding is, we just exclude that and we just concentrate on what we are doing. And when we are, at times when we are cooking, if we are cooking our favorite dish, whatever the important cereal is going on the TV, but we just enjoy the food. Or else, if the cereal is very important, we just forget about what is happening in the kitchen. So that is also a concentration. Daily basis, whatever daily we are doing, you people can notice. The thing is, which we like to do it, automatically, effortlessly, we concentrate on that. Such concentrations are called passive concentration. Such concentrations are called passive concentration. In this, we no need to take any effort. We no need to have any aim or goal or anything. It happens spontaneously, automatically. On the other side, when we are studying in the schools or colleges, when we are hearing to the lecturer who is giving the lecture, there also we concentrate. But there, we are forced to concentrate. Not like the other thing, not like this passive concentration. There we are forced because no other option. We have to listen. And on the study holidays, the day before the exam, even if in the TV very important matches going, India Pakistan match or any movie or any show, anything, even if festival is there, we don't bother. Only studies. We exclude all other things and we concentrate only on the study. Like we are forced to do it. We have to do it. We have to concentrate. Such concentrations are called active concentrations. So which is easy? Passive concentration is easy. Have you all experienced these two? Now you can just take 2 minutes of time on daily basis. Yesterday, whatever you have done, just rewind the things. Since morning to night, what are all the activities you have done? Which activities are coming under passive concentration and which is coming under active concentration? Just take 2 minutes. Done? So which were coming under passive concentration? What all the activities were coming under active concentration? Yesterday people, you all attended morning Murali? 5 o'clock Murali or 7 o'clock Murali? There we go, we attend Murali class with some souls. They listen or they hear. Listening and hearing both have difference. Some hear the Murali under the active concentration mode. Some hear the Murali under passive concentration mode. Some listen the Murali under passive concentration mode. Means, listening means just imbibing what are all the things Baba he is telling, imbibing it with spontaneously, with interest, own wish, own will. So some they follow just as per Srimad. Daily morning we have to do Amrit Vela, daily we have to attend Murali, evening yoga, this is the routine we have to follow. We have to sit in yoga. So this is like active concentration, but inside the mind that is not set. Externally everything is set. But today Baba has said concentration of mind. So we have to watch how our mind is doing this concentration. When the mind is going to passive concentration mode and when it is coming to active concentration mode. So this we have to see. The thing is, in passive concentration, you all said that passive concentration is very easy. But there our attention is attracted towards the external factor. Means which we like to do. That is controlling our mind. We are not controlling our mind. But in active concentration, we are controlling our mind. As Baba said today, in the last line, the mind should be under your control. So, we have to follow active concentration, but including this passive concentration, what we like, the aim we are selecting or thought or anything, we have to start loving that. That's why Baba has told our family, Brahmin family, the starting with love only Baba made everything. If we start loving the Murali, loving to do yoga, everything then automatically comes under active concentration. Only with active concentration we can control the mind. But in passive concentration, the external factor is controlling us. Because it happens automatically, spontaneously. We just do it on the flow, but we don't experience that. Active concentration, we experience the thing what we do. For example, study holidays, as I said, the day before exam, we do study. We feel the pain, we feel the tension, we experience all the things of this active concentration. When we do it with love, when we do it with wish, it becomes very easy. So this is thing. That is a passive concentration. That is what, that comes under practice. Like even I experienced a very bad event. Last year I had so many of health issues, but I was stable inside. I thought, okay, everything is happening. It's just my account as I'm settling. So I was stable. But this year I had some other different kind of obstacle. I was shaked from the unshakable stage and I was moved from immovable stage. But The thing is, repeatedly for 2 to 3 days in yoga, everything I was keep on reminding that. Before my yoga, everything was concentrated, but for the 2 days of time, it was all wasted because I was just holding the past. So I started diverting. So I thought, why now I was moved? Because it was a different kind of obstacle which I have never faced in this life, since my childhood. So that affected. So we should be ready for everything. Then I started segregating my thoughts. Why this is coming? Because I was controlling the mind. Again and again it was rewinding and going to the past. Then I was pulling it and putting it in the present. Come to the present. Live this moment. This is because only this moment is in our hand. Past is gone. Again it is going to come after 5,000 years. Nothing we can do. So the thing is, we have to recycle our thoughts. By recycling our thoughts, we have to control our mind. Until unless we can't prevent that. If still we are holding the pain, by holding the pain, nothing we are going to get. It's the present moment is we are losing. So the recycling, we should know how to recycle our thoughts. If we know the trick how to recycle the thoughts from negative to positive, from painful situation to painless things, then we can go ahead. And next thing is concentration. Baba has said it is the foundation or base for constant and stability. So this also we can check. All through the day Baba has taught us we have to do karma yoga. Of course we are remembering Baba when we are doing anything, but suddenly if anything comes, we get mood, we start reacting. If you are reacting, then it shows that inside you are not stable, your concentration, whatever the work you are doing, you are not concentrating on that. Constant is not there. Whichever hurdles, obstacles, anything come, the task is not, it is taking extra time, all of a sudden emergency case, something it comes, still inside we should be ever ready. If you are ever ready for any situations, it shows automatically your concentration is good, because already you are in a constant and stable stage. Though this is called concentration in action, just not concentration of mind. It's not like when you are sitting in yoga, you are concentrating only on Baba. When you are doing action also, you should have a good concentration. Then, how we can practice this? Initially, as I said, concentration all through the day in our activities we do. We do control the mind unknowingly and knowingly. But if you want to experience your concentration, like whether I am having good concentration or not, to experience that, first select a good place, silent place initially, because you have to experience how you are controlling your mind, how your concentration is there, what is the frequency of that, what is the level of that. We have to know that, then only we can increase or decrease, how much is there, whether it my concentration is okay or not. To judge that, to check that, to analyze that, we need a silent place that you can do only in yoga. First thing, the place should be silent, and another thing, you should see the surrounding people also should be a silent souls, like their soul should be a calm soul, not like sitting, they will be sitting but something they will be doing, they will be moving, movement something. So if you are trying to do the side things, it will be affecting, you will be viewing this thing. Though our eyes are focusing on Baba's light, but still the side thing will be this thing. So initially you do it, but once you are getting a good concentration, these all things doesn't matter. As I said, when we love to do anything, anything happens around, we just exclude that. This is what the stage we require at the last moment. Baba has said, 1883, one Murli also for ekagrata or concentration of mind, Baba has said this thing. So the thing is, first thing is place. Even in your room you can select. And next thing is, select a clear thought or any swamon, any simple thought. Initially, don't go for difficult swamans, self-respect or anything. Whatever thought, whatever swamans you are taking, you should know the knowledge about that, background of that. Simple thing is, that's why Baba has said, simple thing, Manmanabha, think yourself, experience, realize yourself as a soul and think me. Very simple Baba has said. This also we can take. And another thing, as per today's homework, Baba has told, experience your angelic form. First thing, we have to picturize our angelic form. We are seeing our physical thing. Just assume and picturize your angelic form, how it can be. You can add wings or anything, whatever we have seen in the thing. First, picturize that. Try to concentrate for 10 seconds with open eyes, then close your eyes and just see whether you are able to see that picture. 10 seconds. 10 seconds, close your eyes, assume it, then again open your eyes. With open eyes also, are you able to picturize that? Then go deeply. See the face of the angel. What is the expression? Is the face's content face, or happy face, cheerful face, or it's a matured face? Matured means they are well knowledged. What is the thing? So go deeply. Whatever the virtues you are emerging, whether you just observe, is it, I am able to see those things in that angelic, angel form's face. So like this, try to concentrate for 10 seconds. Don't think, okay, I'll sit for 1 hour, I will try concentration of mind, this is my aim, okay, now I will do this. It won't happen. Till the end, you'll be thinking, okay, I will do, 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 1 hour will pass. First think, okay, my target is only 5 minutes. Don't think about the remaining 55 minutes. In 5 minutes, I should experience, I should view my angelic form for 10 seconds. That's it. In 5 minutes, only take 10 seconds. If you are able to concentrate for 10 seconds, then the next 5 minutes, try for 20 seconds. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Slow and steady wins the race. If you are able to picturize, then you can even see the Baba's light. With open eyes we are seeing, even if eyes closed, are we able to experience the same effect what we are seeing the light? So start from 10 seconds slowly, then after 5 minutes change your thought, because we have to tame our mind. Like our mind is like wild. If it fires with single thought, any waste thought, anything, it like a fire, it creates hundreds and hundreds of thoughts. First thing, we have to tame the mind. Because the mind's nature is, it want to be independent. It doesn't like to be dependent. If you hold it, no, you have to think like this only. It won't listen to you. Just like a baby, you have to show some variety. Because babies, children's like that, we have to show different toys. Then only they will come into our track. Same like that, mind also, select some 5 thoughts or any simple 4 thoughts, show the changes to the mind. Okay, fine, you don't like this one, okay, we will change the next self-respect, next woman. This will be interesting for you. Are you able to experience that? Do you know, just talk to the mind, do you know what is this stage? What Baba has told, like talking to the child, start talking to the mind. Then slowly, slowly, you have to show variety also, and you have to monitor the time also. Then only we can control our mind slowly and follow the mind, where all it's going. Just chase the mind. At times, wherever it goes, just leave it. Just leave it and just follow the mind. Automatically at one point, it will stop. I think the same point I have discussed in some other before class also. Like when a thief is walking, if we are following the thief, at one point the thief will stand and it will turn back. Thief will turn back and he will check whether somebody is following me. Same way mind also, when we chase our mind, at one point it will stop and it will turn back to us. That moment, start talking to the mind and slowly segregate your thoughts. Whatever the day-to-day thoughts, segregate it, waste thoughts, banish it. What were the positive thoughts? Appreciate it. Appreciate the mind. When you appreciate the mind, it will feel happy. Like that, we have to tame our mind. So this practice we have to do. Then the third thing is, as I said, time. Fix a particular time in a day. The thing is, when you are alone, you practice, and when you are among the group, that time also you select a particular time. Just see whether for 1 minute I'm able to concentrate on one thought. My mind is where I'm able to track my mind in one thing when you are in the group and when you are alone. Fix a time and you can check yourself. And the last thing is you have to check and recheck. Keep checking and rechecking about this. At once, if you are able to concentrate for 10 seconds, then immediately we feel happy. Then 20 seconds, 1 minute. After that, that happiness will stop us. Because we will be, yes, I haven't ever experienced this concentration, now I'm able to do. So that satisfaction will stop us there. So keep check and rechecking. Is this okay for me? Am I really satisfied with this stage? Or I should use my this ability to concentrate my mind in some other task? Cookie means we have to show some variety. Because first you have did the trial in yoga, then do it in action. When you are meditating, you have experienced your concentration. Then you check when we are in activity, when we are talking to some other people, is my concentration of mind, is my mind is under my control, I am able to concentrate the thing, what people are talking, what they are, this thing, I am able to concentrate without any deviation or anything. Slowly you have to do this trial and error method. Then only we can progress. And this is for practice. First thing is place. Then second thing is select a clear thought or any swamans. Third thing is the time, fix the time, how much second or how much minute or how many hours, days, months you have to practice the concentration. Select that and finally check and recheck it. You have to monitor that. And lastly, we have to take some precautions also when we are practicing the concentration of mind. First thing is we have to stay away from many connections. Means, of course, Baba has clearly given the connection between us. We are Brahmin family, we are brothers and sisters according to children of Brahma, and we are all brothers according to children of Shiva. This is it. Clear. We are clear with our connection. If you go beyond this level, yes, I know this sister, I know this brother, he is from my place, she is from my place, giving extra tolis, extra care. Are you doing Amrit Vela? Is your life is good? This is okay. This is called developing extra connection. Crossing the line. Like how the Sita, she crossed the line. This is also crossing the line. When you are thinking that just staying in connection is a good thing. People, of course, staying in connection is a good thing. But Baba has already given what, in what way you are connected. That is enough. More than that, but we try more than that. That becomes the obstacle for us when we do yoga. When we do yoga, we will think, is that sister also will doing yoga? Will she be fine? Will he be fine? Will he be able to do yoga? I have to give sakash to that soul. Today that soul faced some problem. Today this thing, that problem happened. I have to give sakash. So this is what the connection. Of course, we have good wish, good will is there. But make sure that it should not affect your concentration of mind, your yoga. First, we have to stabilize our stage. Then you give power or yoga this thing. Because at that moment, when we are when we have a good concentration of mind, automatically we become detached. Then you can give the power. But some people, they do yoga only to give sakash. When they are going yoga only, they'll think, no, that soul is not suffering well. That soul got admitted. I have to do yoga for that. This is the main aim. Then how it will work? Of course, it's a very good thought. Of course, we have to help our brothers, sisters, everything. We have to have good wish. But make sure that you are in your good stage. Constant, stable stage. That's what Baba has said. So, another thing, always wear waste proof or negativity proof. Like what we are wearing the cloth, waterproof. Same like that. Always today, Baba, yoga is the very good shield for us. It's the safety shield. Same like that, always think that I am wearing my waste proof. and I'm wearing my negativity proof and I'm going out. So always when you are concentrating on this, whatever the negative gossip, anything, it won't come inside. You just observe, you just see like a picture, but nothing will go inside. So these two precautions, if you are wearing a waste proof and if you are staying away from too many connections, we are connected, but don't go into that depth. If these two things, if you are taking precautions, then your concentration of mind will be automatically in flow. Like active concentration with our own will, we can do it. So today's homework is concentration of the mind will enable you to experience a constant and stable stage. With the power of concentration, you will easily be able to experience the stage of an awake angel. Concentration means to be able to concentrate your mind wherever you want, as you want, for as long as you want. The mind should be under your control. Om Shanti.